Zemurah says, "Amai ein kedusha chal aleihem. Why is there no kedusha chal at all on a tumtiv v'adrugnis? Hey, to have a miner is that is talking about, let's say, a vlad of a kutchim. Let's say the mother was a chatis and now gives birth to a kid that's a tumtiv v'adrugnis." So the question is, why is Kedusha Chal on it? The Gatana's own Kedusha. It has its mother's Kedusha. So my ain't Kedusha Chal Leim. So where it says, Kesover Shem Gamliel, Shem Gamliel holds, Kesover Shem Gamliel, that Vlod is Kedushin, Behaviyosin and Kedushin. I tell you, he holds that of a chat that, let's say, gives birth, or even a Korban Shlom gives birth, the Kedusha is only Chal after it gives birth, but not when it's in the mother's stomach. So therefore, since when it gives birth, Rashi says, therefore, Hilkach ain't shum kedusha chal aleihem. Therefore, you can't have any kedusha to be chal on the tumtum v'adrugnis. They're not fit to have any kedusha. And the Gemara says, because the Yisagat Ayit can tell me and think that Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds, imahen kedushin. If you have, let's say, a behemoth chatis, or a behemoth, or a korban shlamim, a nekeva, and let's say it becomes pregnant after it has kedusha. See, if you tell me now, as soon as it becomes pregnant, the vlad, like it has kedusha on it right away, if so, amayin kedusha chal aleihem. So now, when this tumtum v'adrugnis is born, why shouldn't it have kedusha? Like in the mother's stomach already, as soon as it's being formed from a chatis, so it should have kedusha's chatis on it also. For the mahotav stetinu kedushasa diyamayu, the kedusha the mother is chal on as soon as it's created. Rashi says mishas hasholti tirosu, so has to be created. Every little bit that's created, that's formed, has Kedusha on it. So why would it say in the Mishnah it's not Chal Kedusha at all? Elish Mamin, here must be a proof that the Pshat from Shem Gamil is he holds that Vlad de Kodshim, that if a behemoth Kodshim gives birth, you have a Chatis Nekeva, or a Shlomim Nekeva, when they give birth, Halacha is Be'Yosin and Kedushim. The Kedusha is first Chal upon the Vlad after it's born, not when it's in the mother's stomach. So therefore, first, since that's Bichal, after later, that's a Shimon Sfarad that said that it gives birth to a Tumtum V'Yatrugnis, nothing is doing. There's no Kedusha at all. Now the Gemara says, the high Tana, this Tana, Savar, that Vlad Dikotshim and Me'ima Hen Kedushim. I'll bring you a Tana that holds not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but this Tana here holds that the Kedusha is Chal as soon as the animal is born, formed inside the stomach, that the Vlad is Kotshim, or Chal, the Kedusha is Chal, the Me'iman. The Torah Rabbanan, look like this. The pasuk says like this. Ilu nemet, the pasuk word just said, Bechor lo yaktish, that you should not be maktish a Bechor. Pasha the Pshat is talking about that if you have a Bechor that's born, so you can't be maktish it for another Korban. If you have a behemoth, so a Bechor, it has Kedushas Bechor, and you can't be maktish it for anything else. The Mar says like this. Ilu nemet, the pasuk would have just said, Bechor lo yaktish, Hayisem, I would have thought to say like this. Bechor lo yaktish akdeshois. That a Bechor cannot make any Kedusha at all. A person that's a Bechor cannot be Makdash any animal. That's what I thought, that's what I would have thought to say the Pasuk means. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Ish Oisoi. Is Oisoi Yata Makdash? Just means to say that the man cannot be Makdash the Bechor, a Bechor animal. Abu Makdash or the Bechor Agdashas. But if a person, an Odom, that's a Bechor, he could be Makdash other Kabonis. Now, if you're dying still, I would say, if you're dying on the Yom, still, I would say, Hula Yaktish, that maybe the Odom HaBechor cannot be Makdish or Bechor Behema to give it a different Kedusha. Avi Yaktishu Acherim, maybe somebody else that's not a Bechor altogether, if he has a Bechor animal born to him, maybe could be Makdish to make him into a different carbon. Therefore, Talmud the Apostle says, no, Behema, that the Behema is Sakti. We're talking about a Behema. Meaning to say, this animal, if it's a Bechor, there's no way to change the Kedusha. You cannot change this Kedusha to another Korban. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo yakdishenu bebeten, enachanami, that you can't make Kedusha bebeten. That means, when the Uber is in the mother's stomach, maybe now you cannot make, give it a different Kedusha. Talmud Lemna, the Apostle says, Ashe yevuka l'ashem, means when it comes out that has Kedushas Lashem, then you can't change it anymore. So we darshin mishe yevukur Lashem iyatamakdish. Only after the Bechor comes out of the mother, when it has its Kedushas Merechem, when the Bechor comes out of its mother's Rechem, then it's Chal Kedushas Behemer on it, a Kedushas Bechor, and then you can't be makdish to make him into any other Kedusha. Avu, but you should know, atamakdish bebetin. But kolzaman the Bechor is in the mother's stomach, is the kedusha is not chal yet on it. So therefore, it's like chumin. And if you want, you can be makdishet a different kedusha. You can make it into kedushas oila. And then when it comes out, tanak, it's not chal kedushas bechor on it. Yochel, I would have thought to say, you saw this is the pshat by a bechor behemo. Yochel, maybe af vlodi kol hakadoshim kein. Maybe there's the cloud by yol karbonis and in the keva. When he gives birth, it's the same halacha that maybe the vlad of the chattis or the vlad of the shlomim is first kaddish only after it's born, and therefore when it's in the mother's stomach, if you want to be makdish the fetus for a different kedusha, maybe you could, just like by bechor. Talmud Leimano, the pasuk says ach cholak. It says ach bechor. Only by a bechor is there such a halacha like this, that the bechor is before it's born, you could be makdish it for a different kedusha. But once the behemoth is born, then a bechor, you cannot be makdish for something else. But Ach says only here by bechor you have this halacha. But by Shar Kodshim, even before it's born, the halacha is of Vlad Chattas or of Vlad Shlomim, you cannot be makdish it for another carbon. What's the reason why not? Alma, we see this time holds, Svirulim, that Vladi Kodshim, not that the Vlad in the stomach of a Chattas or in the stomach of a Shlomim, Mimeya Imai Henkadoshin. As soon as they're created and formed, they have a Kedusha on them. So once it's called a Kedusha Chattas or Kedusha Shlomim, you cannot change it for different Kedusha. Adigmar says, Omar Le Rav Amram, Le Rav Sheshes, Rav Amram says Rav like this. Omar Rala Bechor, let's say somebody starts upon a Bechor, he has an animal right now, that's the first time he's giving birth, and he's afraid it's going to be a Zohar. It sounds like this. Omar Rala Bechor, Im Yitzias Rubai, at the same time when Rav of the Bechor comes out, that's the second when the Kedusha's Bechor should be Chal on it. So the person says, Im Yitzias Rubai, Oila, I want it to be a Korban Oila now. So, what's chal? It's like if you were to set a carbon oiler before it came out roiv, about the oiler would be chal. If you were to set it a second later, it's too late, it's chal already kedushas bechor. But now, the same second that's supposed to be chal kedushas bechor, you also want it to be chal now kedushas oiler. So the question is, which one is stronger, which one is chal first and pushes out the other one? So once for us, so the child is oiler heavy, is this a carbon oiler? Oil bechor heavy, maybe it's a carbon bechor. What's the swara? Oil heavy, one swara says it should be a bechor or it should be an oilo. So the Alva Gira says the call purta the konofik who kolo. And the Gura takes out this lashon called purta every little bit. But it means to say the carbon oil maybe has more kedusha to it because the whole thing is burnt. The whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. So if it was the shalom of asachas where the kedusha's oil, kedusha's bechor should be chal, I'll tell you kedusha's oil is chal. That's one swara. Oi, maybe no, maybe oi bechor heavy. Maybe should be chal kedusha's bechor. The chapur to put the konofik from the sayahu, like it's staying in the form that it's supposed to be. This animal right now is supposed to be a bechor. So that's a swear that should be stronger. An oil is something new you want to make it, but by itself really it should be a bechor. So since what should be by itself, maybe that's stronger, that's chal and not the bechor. So that's a shayla. And not the oil, I mean. Lishnachrin, another way of saying the shayla is like this. Shekhen kedusha chalolayu. Once we're to say that the oiler should be chal, because that's the kedushas oiler that's chal as kulo l'Hashem, or then we may be no bechor heavy, shekein kedushas merechem. It's hard to say the kedushas bechor is because that comes out by itself. You don't have to be makdashit. It's not you just being makdashit. By itself, when a bechor comes out of the rechem, it has its kedusha. So maybe that's stronger, that should be chal first. So that was the shayla. So Amulei said back to him, so Rav Sheshis said back to Avram, Mighty Berlecho, what's your Shiloh over here? Mighty Berlecho. The Chura Haino de Boy Ilfa, this really is Ilfa Shiloh. And Ilfa said like this, Ilfa asked his question, what's going to be? Omar Ahaleket, if somebody is collecting, cutting down his wheat on the field, and he says upon Leket, Leket we know is that while you're cutting down the wheat, the pieces that fall on the floor, you have to leave them for the Aniyim, you can't take it. Somebody says upon this leket, this piece of wheat that's falling down now, im nishiris rubai, means when rover the piece is about to fall down. So when rover it falls down, then it's chal, that second it didn't leket on it. So now the same second that rover it falls down, the yonah says like this, he says right away, yay hefker, he wants it to be hefker. The locher is, once you mafka something, then it's not chal leket on it. Leket is only if it belongs to you. If you mafka it, there's no din leket. Here he said the word hefka the same second that the leket should be chal. So shall it was which one is chal? One svar is leket heavy, by Hefka Rebbe. Is it Leker or is it Hefka? Leker to Shekeng to Shosem and Deshemayim. Leker is Chal by itself as soon as it falls down to the floor. When Rebbe it falls down, so it has a din Leker on it, you have to leave it over for the Aniyim. You can't take it yourself. By Dilma, maybe no. Hefker Hevei. Maybe it's better, it's more stronger than Hefker to be Chal. Shekeng Zeichem Bo Aniyim V'Yashirim. Once you make it Hefka, then the pshat is whoever wants could come and take it. Not only a noni, even an usher. So maybe Hefka is a stronger idea than Leket. That was Rav Hilfer's shayla. Now this, he was pushing and said like this. For Yom Rabbi, Abaye said, Mighty boiler, what is a real shayla? The svara should be simple, that divri harav, the divri talmud, divri mishaymim. If the Rav says something and the Talmud says something, who do you listen to? Avad, listen to the Rav. Like if Hashem says something, or an Adam says something, Pshiti, we listen to Hashem. See, by Leket, that's the mitzvah HaTorah. That's like Hashem is saying it should be Leket. If you want to make it Hefka, that's what you're saying. So Pshiti, we listen to what the Torah says, what Hashem says, that it should be Leket. If so, Hachinam here also. Divrei Mishaymim. It's a Shalosh should it be Chalak Dushas Bechor. That's Chal by itself, like Hashem is making it into a Bechor. Or should it be Chalak Dushas Oilo, that you, the Ben Adam, want to make it into an Oilo? So, Pshita, the Svar is, it should remain a Bechor, that's like a Kedusha that Hashem puts upon it. So, about the Divrei Mishaymim, listen to what Hashem says, rather than what the Adam wants to do. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah says, Ho'ime Vloda Shelzu Oilo. Somebody says the Vlad, because you have a pregnant behema here. And you say right now that you want a kid of this behema to be an Oilo. And v'hi shlomim, but you want the mother itself to be a korban shlomim. So you have some a pregnant cow here, and you speak out like this, that you want the kid to be a korban oilo, and the mother to be shlomim. So the dvar of kayom, that everybody agrees it's okay, the mashmi, you could be makdish and uba by itself, because we hold now, uba lav yerachimahu. The uba is considered like a behema by itself. So you could be makdish first, the uba, the fetus, and then be makdish the mother. What's going to make you say a lashon like this? He shlomim, first you say the mother should be shlomim. Now by saying that, mashma first, that everything, even the kid should also be shlomim. Then you said no, vlad oilo, that the vlad, the kid should be a korban oilo. So rei ze vlad zivche shlomim divur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds like his whole toughest lashon rishon, and therefore since first you said he shlomim, the mother should be shlomim, that's like saying the whole thing should be shlomim. Then when you said the kid should be an oilo, it's too late, it's already chala din shlomim on the kid, therefore you can't change it anymore to make it into an oilo. That's Rav Meir. Omer Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi says not like that. Omer Rav Yossi, im l'chein niskaven chila. If really this was what's in your mind at the beginning, when you started to be makdish, this pregnant cow, you had in mind to make just the mother a shlomim, and the kid, the fetus, you wanted to make an oilo, and it's not chala that way. Because ho yil sins, you can't say two words at the same time. You can't say the mother and the kid at the same time. You have to say one after another. So therefore, the verb kayamim, like both words are kayim, we don't say you only meant the first word. We say you meant both, just you can't say both at the same time. But what's going to be v'yimishiyam arezu shlomim? First you said arezu shlomim, which is mashmi, you want the whole thing not to be shlomim, the mother and the kid. And then nimlach, then you come and change your mind. The yom when you say vlad oilo, that you want the vlad to be a korban oilo, I raise the vlad shlomim, it's too late already. Since first was chalik dusha shlomim on the kid, on the fetus, you can't change it anymore to make it into an oilo. So verse is like this. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Yechon says, Hifrish chatis muberis, if somebody sets aside a chatis muberis, you have a nikeva that's pregnant, and you make it into korban chatis. Vyolda, and then it gives birth. So Lochar is, and you know, you are makdish and the chila both. You are makdish this pregnant cow, let's say, for a korban chatis. So it's like you are makdish both, the mother and the kid. Therefore the Lochar is, rotza bo mischaper, rotza bo de mischaper. Either one you want to use for the chatis is good. My time, what's the reason? Because Ksav Rav Yechon holds, im shiura mishayir. If you want, you could only be makdish the mother and not the fetus. You don't have to be makdish both of them. You could leave over the fetus. What's the hezba? Because he holds uba lav yerach imayhu, that the fetus is not called attached to the mother. It's not the mother's yerach sai. It's like two separate things. If so, therefore, even if you go to be makdish both of them, the mother and the fetus, it's like you are mafresh nechatchila, two separate chatois, and fachrayis for guarantee that if you lose one, you use the other one. Therefore, in such a loch, the din is, if you want, you could use the mother for the korban chatis, if you want, you could use the other one. But by yemafresh nechatois, here also, if you want, you could use the mother, if you want, you could use the vlad. Yeah. So Rav says, Moisiv Reb Lezer. Lezer has the kasha on Reb Yechanan. Moisiv Reb Lezer. It says in our Mishnah that if you say he shlomim uvlad oila harezev vlad shlomim, that Reb May holds if you say the mother should be shlomim, so that, and then you say you want the kid to be an oila, so it's only chalak dush shlomim. The question is why? We sagadev to tell me and think that you yimishayir, that when you makdish the mother, that does not make the kid automatically kaddish. The kid is like an entity by itself. If so, harezev lat shlomim, what does the Mishnah say? It should be of lat shlomim. Harezu shlomim boy the Mishnah. Even if like Reb Meir holds, when you first said shlomim, you mean to say both should be shlomim. So what's the lashness of lat? It's not of lat shlomim. The pshat is right now, you have this pregnant cow, and you're saying harehi shlomim. So according to Reb Meir, it means you mean to make both of them shlomim. So the fetus inside is not called the vlad, it's not kaddish because of the mother, it's kaddish by itself, you mean to be makdish the vlad itself. So Kurabi Mashal, not like Rabbi Yechanan, that you cannot be makdish the vlad itself. It's just that you makdish the mother, and the vlad is like part of the mother. So Mor says, no, Omer of Tavlo bar Mino, Omer of Tavlo says like this, Omer of Tavlo, bar Mino, excluding this right, there's no right for our Mishnah. Tehi, Ha'omar Rav, Rav says the Nechnami, the Tana, when Rav learned this Mishnah, told to the Tana, like whoever taught it to him, Tani learn, Harezu Shlomim Enechnami. The Mishnah means to say, Harezu Shlomim Enechnami, because behold, Uba is Lav Yerachimahu. So the Uba, the fetus, is like a piece by itself. Therefore, when you first makdish both of them, you mean to be makdish both of them separately. So the Vlad is not a Vlad Shlomim, but the Vlad itself is a Korban Shlomim Enechnami. Yeah, Meis have another kashan of Yechanan. It says the Gemara in Gittin, Hoimer l'shivchosai. If the Yodin, the master, says to Shivcha, Harayat Shivcha, I want you to remain a Shivcha still. You're still my maid, but Vlodcha ben Churin. But I'm giving you a shtar shichur that she's a pregnant Shivcha now. So I'm telling you right now, I want to free your baby. The baby inside should be freed. So like this, Emoisa ubra. If she is like a pregnant right now, so zochsaloi. She could receive the get shechur, and the kid inside becomes freed. When it's born, he's a free person, a ben chorin. She remains a shivcha. Now it's like this. Iyam with bishleima im shayir ena mishuk. Now tell me not like Rabbi Yechanan, that the uber, the kid inside, is not a separate thing. It's called part of the mother. Meaning to say, uber yerech imai, that the vlad inside is part of the mother. And the havmina right now is the same din applies by the name, applies to another mosa, both the same svaras. So if you tell me now by a person, by the Shivcha, that the Vlad inside her is called part of her, so Mishimachi, therefore, is very good, that Zochsalai, that when the Odin gives her the Shtar Shichur, she could receive it for the part of her goof, for the part of the baby. It's like the master gives the Shtar Shichur to his Zedr and says, I want a free hair for you. So here also, this mother, the Shivcha, is made up of two, she's one big thing. She with the kid is together. So when you want to free the kid, it's like freeing half of her, so it's good that she could accept the Shtar Shichur. Well, Mali, who's this called like this Mishnah then? Rabbi Meir, he goes according to Rabbi Meir. Ketanya, like, we learned like this.